GOP Rep. Donalds, allowing non-citizens to vote in D.C. elections a mockery of American democracy. By Jeff Poor on March 1, 2023. Tuesday, during an appearance on FNC's The Ingram Angle, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, criticized an effort to allow non-citizens to vote in District of Columbia elections as a mockery of American democracy. Donalds' remarks were in response to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY floor speech condemning opposition to the measure. Partial transcript as follows. Ingram, well, Ock was very upset when she found out that some in the GOP actually wanted to stop this bill. Watch. Begin video clip. Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. The D.C. City Council has the right to determine its policy for D.C. residents. And if any member of this body does not like that, they can feel free to change their registration, resign their post, and run for D.C. City Council. They are singling out the residents of the District of Columbia and expanding in the history of disfranchisement that goes all the way back to the legacy of slavery. End video clip. Ingram, she should have been a conductor the way she uses those hands. Congressmen, they can do what they want with their own electorate. Donalds, look, no they can't. And I'm quite sure people saw my disgust when I was rolling my eyes on national TV. They can't just do what they want. This is a joke, and it's a mockery of American democracy. We have never allowed in any jurisdiction non-citizen to vote. You have a situation right now where if you are illegal here in 30 days, you can vote. If you're a foreign national, you are here as an attaché from Russia. From China, you now have the ability to vote in municipal elections in Washington and D.C. This is outrageous. And for the radical left to sit here and say, oh, well, run for office on city council in D.C., that is a joke. The D.C. City Council has run amok. Look, the Senate didn't do their job, but appropriations are coming around and this is not over yet. We are going to take a hard look at this because this cannot be allowed to just continue as if it's okay in the United States. No other in the country in the world would allow non-citizens to vote in their elections. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.